This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister to co-chair working group at IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington, D.C. Government focused on growing maritime sector and $3.9 million U.S. dollar watershed project launched. The news in detail after this message.
Yo, Michael, how are you do?
Well, I'm there. I'll take up the old computer. I forgot that way.
But the electronics that you
Electronic waste, to be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards and them something there.
Eh? For real?
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a fluid duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is in Washington, D.C. for the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank. The spring meetings of the World Bank and IMF allows for discussion among ministers of finance, governors of central banks, and other high-level authorities of member countries on a range of financing and debt-related issues confronting member states. Dr. Phillips has been asked to co-chair the G20 Development Working Group, which will focus on issues that are pertinent to developing economies, such as growth, debt financing, and financial inclusion. Dr. Phillips will be presenting on behalf of the Caribbean the peculiar challenges facing the region. He is accompanied by Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter, Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica Colin Bullock, Financial Secretary Devon Rowe, and Head IMF Coordination and Implementation Unit in the Finance Ministry Judith Green. The team is scheduled to return on April 19. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the growth of the shipping and maritime sectors is a priority of the government in keeping with its economic growth strategy. Senator Faulkner says the government is seeking to attract and develop a more diversified range of maritime activities through infrastructure development, capacity building, education and training, and business expansion. The information minister notes that Jamaica is keen on developing industries in ship repair and maritime construction, which are being successfully operated in countries such as the Bahamas and Trinidad and Tobago.
There is heightened awareness in the sector, fueled by expanded training opportunities through institutions such as the Caribbean Maritime Institute. Today, many Caribbean states are deriving significant income and employment from non-traditional areas such as ship repair and construction, bunkering, and international ship registration.
The information minister was speaking at the opening of the International Maritime Organization's five-day Women in Maritime Affairs WIMA conference Monday at the Holiday Inn Sunspree Resort in Montego Bay. The government has launched a $3.9 million U.S. dollar project to protect the Yalas and Hope River areas from degradation while improving water resource management. The five-year project will seek to achieve institutional strengthening and capacity building for integrating biodiversity into watershed management. Delivering the keynote address at the launch Monday, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill said the project will create economic and sustainable livelihoods as it will boost agriculture and forestry in watershed communities. Adding that degraded lands will be restored under the project, Mr. Pickersgill says persons should expect higher water yield and sustainable land management in the Yalas and Hope River watershed areas.
Other beneficial activities will include the reforestation of 400 hectares of degraded land, development of 6 on-farm demonstration plots, and commissioning of market studies for development of alternative livelihoods in 4 communities within the Yalas and Hope watershed management areas.
The Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Project is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, through the Global Environment Facility. And the residents of Exchange St. Anne are now benefiting from a newly built 3,500-square-foot health center. The center was constructed at a cost of $56 million in partnership with the National Health Fund and the Chase Fund. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative represents government's commitment to providing quality and accessible health care at the community level. Dr. Ferguson says over the past 2 years, 16 health centers have been refurbished and equipped in the Northeast region, including the new Brainard Health Center in St. Mary and the Center for Excellence in Claremont. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.